Good afternoon. We continue to track a warm front moving through interior New York and New England today with extensive cloud cover. Showers and some thunderstorms will be most common along and north of the front and primarily in northernmost New York, close to the Canadian border, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. The rest of the region behind the front we'll see some breaks in the cloud cover and more in the way of sunshine, along with an increase in humidity. In this environment, we also run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Temperatures along and north of the front, where clouds and showers dominate, will be held back in the 60s and lower 70s, while the rest of the region will climb into the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. The humidity will continue to climb overnight tonight, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible. Temperatures will drop back into the 60s. This will leave us in a more tropical environment for tomorrow and Saturday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will be humid, with temperatures reaching into the middle 80s. At the same time, energy at jet stream level will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. The energy will be close enough, however, to initiate more scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. In fact, with some wind energy present, some of the storms could be strong, maybe even severe, as we get into the afternoon hours tomorrow, and especially on Saturday. By Sunday, a cold front approaching from the Great Lakes will push through. Morning showers will give way to partly sunny skies, and highs will be back into the lower and middle 80s. This will start a drying trend, which should carry us into the early part of next week, including the holiday on Tuesday, with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for northeast Kansas, northern Missouri, and far southeastern Nebraska. A moderately to very unstable air mass is forecast by late afternoon, with convective inhibition eroding and storm development focused along boundaries over northeastern parts of Kansas eastward into northern Missouri. Strong westerly mid-level jet stream flow will favor storm organization and supercells capable of large to even very large hail early in the convective life cycle. It appears the tornado risk is highest over northeastern Kansas into parts of west and northern Missouri, where low-level shear and buoyancy may maximize. The transition to a wind threat and subsequent increase in damaging wind gusts will be possible during the evening over eastern Kansas eastward toward the Mississippi River. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, mid-80s, Boston, mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1944, and the record low, 44, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with just a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid 80s. A better chance of showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid-70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms possible and highs around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 80. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Saturday, mostly cloudy, warm, tropical humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. A morning shower Sunday, then partly sunny, lower to mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday for the holiday, back into the lower 80s, mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.